Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Rescue me, or take me in your arms.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, having a great day with our good friend, Tony Geary. He's about to join us any minute now. Tony is Mr. Presentation, and he teaches CEOs and their staff how to be better communicators, how to make sure that when they have an idea they want to get across, whether it be an idea for change to their employees or a major proposal to their customers, that they do it in a good way. His company helps people do that all over the country and halfway around the world. He's the author of Life is a Series of Presentations, and one of the things that he does quite often is speaking to people about this very important topic. And you know me, I think this is a very important thing that small business owners need to get better at, and that's making better presentations and giving more proposals. Tony Geary is our guest. Tony, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning, Jim. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. It's good to have you back. You know, Tony, one of the things that I used to teach when I was doing a lot of training myself was I used to make this statement. Show me 100 companies that say that proposal presentations really don't work in their industry, and I'll show you 99 who don't know what they're talking about.
Yep, no doubt. It's part of everyday life, and it's part of every person's, I mean, every single company's business, you know, how you present yourself, you know.
Haven't you heard these people, though, they'll say, oh, you know, our industry, customers in our industry, they really don't like proposals. We don't have to do that anymore. We just give quotes.
Yeah,
terrible, isn't it?
Well, relationships come from how you present. Business comes from how you present. Opportunities comes from how you present. It's just a part of everyday life, and people don't. Some people, they go through life just kind of being average or even being good, and we like to help people be great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's a difference, and being great can really bring a lot more to your life, a lot more success in a lot of different ways.
You know, Tony, in the previous half hour, we talked about leading change with one of our change experts, Rick Maurer, and one of the things that Rick says that you got to do, beyond just identifying the change that's happening and making sure that you're not getting run over by it, is you got to make sure that your people are involved and are invested in the change process.
Sure.
And so what we talk about when Tony joins us sometimes is how to communicate that to our people in meetings. But what we haven't talked about, he and I, which I'd like for you to help us with, is how to conduct those meetings where we're talking about change.
There's five different areas that when I speak about meetings and I help companies, I look at five different areas. And Jim, should we go through those areas?
Let's do it.
You just kind of
you call it the magic formula, don't you?
I do. There's the MAGIC, and there's five things that we teach, and it really does help companies. And let's see if we can help our listeners today by sharing some of these concepts with them.
All right. What does M stand for?
It really stands for meet or not meet. And there's so many people that you ask, and I've asked this all across the world, how much of your business life is in meetings that are not as effective as they could be? And whether it's too many meetings or whether the meetings are, you know, you're going to meetings you shouldn't be, or there's other ways of solving the situation besides having meetings. So I encourage people to really, really get clear on what's the purpose, what's the objective, and should you really have a meeting to accomplish that objective. So that's the first one. It's pretty simple,
yeah,
but it's a huge one because there's so much waste in the corporate America and all organizations with meetings.
You know, believe it or not, in major corporations, everything that you just said is right on the money. In small corporations, small businesses, it's not so much an issue. You know why? Because they don't have many meetings.
Yeah.
That's very unfortunate. Every time I ever helped a company get together with a regular meeting with their people, even if there were only three people, every time I helped a company do that, they got better.
The bigger the company and the higher you move up the ladder inside an organization, the more meeting opportunities are there, and the more you really gotta make sure, you know, again, back to the M, are you really supposed to be meeting? Is that the best use of time? And
mm-hmm.
We encourage people in the new book to really look at that.
All right. What's A stand for?
The A is really just having a good agenda. You know, time and time again, people are setting up for a meeting, or they go to a meeting, and people wonder, what's the objective, and what's the agenda, what's the process, what are we going to do? And it causes tension. And even if you have a fairly good meeting without that agenda, it causes people to be focused on that instead of really hearing the message. And we just really say having a good agenda, even, Jim, if it's just doing a little bulleted agenda at the beginning of our meeting, saying, "Hey guys, these are the things we're going to talk about today. Mm-hmm. Let's cover these six things."
Do you recommend that we, if as much as possible, that we let people know in advance what the agenda is going to be about?
Absolutely. We talk about the preparation and life is a series of presentations, and how being able to shoot that today so easy with an email, just shoot people. Here's the agenda, who's going to be there, out in an email ahead of time. It just takes you a step above. It allows people to understand and to bring more things to the meeting that they should. And, you know, not always, but in most cases, it's going to bump the effectiveness of the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So our listeners can certainly take that away as something that they say, you know, I do that occasionally, or in our organization, we do that occasionally, but we really are to change the culture and do it more, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, it gives everybody it sort of puts boundaries around what we're going to talk about. I think it gives people a little sense of security almost. They feel like, okay, here are three things that we're going to talk about, and when we're through, the meeting will be over.
I was speaking to Ohio State University week before last, and talking about all the different types of meetings that go on in the medical and the school environment. And agendas are a big deal, and everybody needs to be thinking, when I'm going to meetings, what's the agenda? And sometimes it can be formal, sometimes it can be informal, you know, just having a, you know, sometimes we have meetings on the phone, you know, conference calls and things, and just saying, hey, let's cover these three items, you know, and just doing something that simple can really put you a cut above and really help you be more efficient with your time.
Let's talk about the G, guidelines.
A big deal to a lot of people is staying on track. Jim, you know, we've all heard it where people chase rabbits, or, you know, we get into a meeting and we really didn't get to the whole thing. And I encourage people to set the guidelines up front. And instead of putting all the pressure on yourself if you're leading a meeting, you set guidelines up to let others say, for example, hey, we're going to be here today for an hour. Can I encourage everybody to help me stay on track? And so our guidelines are going to be, everybody's going to help with that, not just me, and everybody agrees with that. So you set those guidelines, examples like that, and you're going to have a much more productive meeting than if you just put it all on yourself.
I got a couple of more thoughts on guidelines, and then we're going to come back to the other two folks, the other two elements of the magic meeting formula that Tony Geary has created for us, and I appreciate him bringing it to us. He's the author of Life is a Series of Presentations, 20 After. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Whatever you do, don't go away. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Mr. Mark Knopfler on guitar there. That's Tony Geary on drums, by the way. Tony is the author of Life is a Series of Presentations, 8 Ways to Punch Up Your People Skills at Home, at Work, Anytime, Anywhere. Tony, tell us where your book's available, please.
Oh, you know, it's really been available in a large way in all the airports, but, of course, in all the major bookstores, retailers. It's basically everywhere, including on our website at TonyGeary.com. That's TonyGeary.com.
Can they find out more about your availability to speak on your website?
Absolutely. I'd love that opportunity too, Jim. If there's anybody out there listening that thinks what we're sharing here could bring value to their organization, please absolutely contact us and let us send you some free information about what that really means.
Can they find out about this magic meeting formula you've got? Can they find that there on the website as well?
They sure can. If they'll go to TonyGeary.com/life, LIFE, we've got about 10 different free resources that tie to this magic formula there.
All right. I appreciate that you making that available to my audience. It's
absolutely
very, very important. Okay, we were talking about guidelines, the G and the magic, as far as establishing these guidelines for the meeting. One of the reasons why I think that's important is because in every company, there are unresolved issues that somebody wants to talk about. and okay, it's good that they want to talk about it because it's good to have your people passionate about things. But sometimes today is not the day to talk about that. It's a cake that isn't baked. We got to get some more information in. Maybe they don't know that. Maybe I know that, but they don't, you know, so to speak, that kind of thing. And so with the guidelines, we say to them, okay, this is what we're going to talk about. It's not that you're foreclosing free thought or the ability to bring up another idea. But in the guidelines, what do you think about saying, okay, I know some of you want to talk about X, Y, Z, but could we hold that till next week?
Right on.
Okay?
Yeah, right on. It helps people get on track. It helps people synergize with the meeting leader. It makes your meeting so much more effective if you'll just simply have a 20, 30-second little guideline, you know, set. Here's how it's going to work today. Or, hey, guys, you know, let's see if we can get this done in 20 minutes. Will you help me? Let's not talk about these other two issues. This is the big thing we want to cover today. And, again, reviewing the agenda. You know, they kind of blend together very nicely.
Right. All right. And I in magic is involvement.
Right, and the big deal there is today people's attention span is so small. We think at about 800 words a minute, Jim,
mm-hmm.
and we speak at about a fourth of that, you know. And so if you're not really getting people involved and engaged in your meetings, they'll zone out on you. And
we're also distracted by so many other things.
Sure, because our mind thinks so fast.
Well, we're sitting there with our hands in our lap, holding our PDA.
That's right. That is so true.
And or we're thinking about all the email that are back at the office that we're not getting caught up on or whatever. And if we're not really engaged in the meeting, we get distracted, don't we?
We do.
So how do we get them involved?
Well, a couple of different things I like to encourage people to do that, and our listeners may want to be thinking about right now is, you know, are you asking your people to write things down? And then another more simple one than that even, are you asking enough questions? And whether your meeting, you know, entails three people or 13 people or 30 people, if you really move in and facilitate and ask questions, it's a simple way to get that involvement. Now, you have to shape it. If you don't set good guidelines, you can get off track. But with a good agenda, setting good guidelines, and then having that involvement, it really will take the meeting, almost any meeting, to another level.
You know, another way that I do that's really a great way to keep them involved, Tony, and my people here love this.
Okay.
They love it when I do this. I give them a quiz at the end of the meeting. They love that.
Nice. Nice. Well, it's involvement. It's involvement. Let me tell you what. We're going to be embarrassed if you can't grab what we talked
and
about.
And no multiple choice or yes or no. It's all essay questions, too, by the way.
Uh-oh. Put the pressure on. I'm going to listen,
right.
Huh?
What about number C is clarity of actions.
Yeah, and let me add to that. It's clarity of actions, and that's the biggest problem that people have in meetings is they don't have real clarity of the actions. Who's going to do what when? It's that simple. Who's going to do what when? You don't, you know, people don't review it at the end of the meeting, or they don't start at the beginning of the meeting and say, hey, last time we met, we said these actions were going to happen. You know, we want to make sure that we check out the accountability today, and that's part of our agenda. So clarity of action, noting it, putting in writing, you know, the follow-up piece to it, you know, just, again, whether it's a one-on-one type meeting or whether it's a meeting with a, you know, large group of people.
Mm-hmm.
Clarity of action. What are you going to do when? You know, who's going to do it? When are you going to do it?
And, you know, I'm going to plug in another thing here. One of my Brain Trust members, R.K.C. and Cuddy, has written a book called Built on Trust.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
And to me, this is where his book plugs in, the things he talks about, because he talks about, making a commitment and sticking to that and doing what you say you'll do.
You know, he's going to be in my studio in a couple of weeks.
Is that right?
Yep. He and Greg Link are coming in.
Yep.
And, you know, I have that studio in Dallas where we fly people in and we talk about all the different meeting and presentation strategy. And
right.
And that's...
They're good folks, but they talk about... Arky talks about, you know, this idea of committing to what you're going to do and doing it, to following
yep.
up on it. And that's what you're talking about, clarity of action. Before the meeting's over, say, okay, guys, this is what we decided, and this is when I'm going to get back with you, this is when you're going to get back with me.
Yep. It's that simple. And it does build or detract from trust. It positions in your mind... you know, are the people, you know, doing the things they're going to do?
And it has a lot to do with whether they look forward to the next meeting or not,
yep,
too.
It
Tony
sure
Geary, ladies and gentlemen, Life is a Series of Presentations. TonyGeary.com. Thank you, Tony, for being here today. Good job, as always.
Thanks, Jim.
See you next time.
Yes, sir.
Quick break, right back with Joanna Brandy. We're going to talk about customer care, not to be confused with customer service. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.